I didn't think he was going to throw it. He threw it. I just tried to make a play on the ball.
What was that moment like? I mean, you know, when you stopped and let it sit in, you just had your first NFL interception, something I'm sure you probably dreamed about for a long time.
Definitely dreamed about it. It just felt amazing. To my guys, I promised myself I was going to get an interception today. About the whole week I was saying, I'm going to get one. I've just been, like, trying to believe it. As much as you say it to yourself, you start believing in it. And coach grabbed me. He was like, man, jug drills all week. He made us do it. He's like, he's going to throw one up the sideline, high point the ball.
Did the quick snap throw you guys off? You didn't even get a chance to get your mouthpiece in on the play?
They run a lot of quick games. Just got to be on the same page. I got to do my job more.
Throughout the preseason then, and even through early here as your number got called, you seem like your confidence is growing. It seems like as a result, your play seems like it's getting more and more better too. I mean, what's going on there?
Definitely the guys around me believe in me, and I believe in myself. And I'm learning the plays, and I feel like as long as you know what you're in, then you're in a kind of a good situation, and you just play ball from there.
You guys at one point today, I counted, I think five defensive starters from opening day were out. I mean, you're one of them that had to be the next man up. What's that mentality doing for you guys? You're still winning. I mean, how are these backups?
Just next guy up. We believe in everybody in the whole room, the whole team. We believe in everybody. Even guys who are inactive and not playing, practice squad guys. We believe in them all, and whenever our numbers get called, we're just ready to play, and that's how we practice. When I was inactive, I practiced like I was going to start against Washington. Knowing I wasn't going to play, I practiced like I was going to start. And everyone has that same mindset of just getting better or getting the guys who you're working against better. So if I'm on a practice squad and I'm trying to get the defense a certain look, give them the best look they can get. So when they sit in the game, they know how it looks.
You talk about a practice squad. I mean, your kicker who just won the game was on the practice squad 3 weeks ago. So, I mean, is that basically what you're saying? What were you thinking about that kick when he put it up?
That was a beautiful kick. I think it was 61 yards or something like that. And I was like, I've never seen them kick that long before. So I'm sitting on the sideline, I'm just watching. And I see they switch Camardi and Odell. And so I'm like, all right, they're trying to give the best chance for return. And as I'm looking at Odell when the kick going, and I don't see him put his hands up, I'm like, oh, this ball has a chance. And he just put his head down. I was like, oh, this must be good. And it went in, and everyone just went crazy.
Hey, Rasul, this game
was – I'm sorry, go ahead.
This game kind of changed in the fourth quarter, obviously 14-0. Did the weather come into effect at all? It was hot. It was humid out there. Was that a part of it, though?
I don't think so. We practiced around the same weather for the last few days.
What was it like with so many – you had a shutout going there, and all of a sudden you're losing 21-14. What was it like? What were guys saying to each other?
They didn't say nothing. We just said we got to keep working. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. The Giants can't explode at any time. They got guys on the team. So we just said stick in it and play by play. And let's just grind it out.
What did it feel like getting your first pick?
It feels good.
Against Eli. Yeah. Tell me about the play.
Just a go route. My eyes were back looking for the ball, and he threw it. I just tried to make a play on the ball.
Now, look at your in quarters coverage there. At what point does that turn into a man-to-man situation for you?
We were in man, so.
Oh, you were in man, yeah. Okay.
Did Jim kind of press that Eli was going to get the ball out quickly? He's kind of known for that. Was that
part of the game plan? Yeah, he did.
You get a pretty good cushion a lot of times. Was it frustrating that they kept making those short throws?
Yeah, it was. It was. But you can give those up. Sometimes you can give those little balls up because you don't want to get beat over the top of your head. A team is not going to go down 100 yards throwing slants every play. It's just unrealistic in the NFL. Everyone wants to take shots. So sometimes you give them up, and sometimes you jump and make a play.
Did you get the ball from your pick?
Did I get the ball? Oh, I gave it to Coach. I don't know where it's at now.